Andy is on the development mode. We dream of empowering every woman, every village going digital, economy getting better. So much hope and good happenings around. But still we seem to be losing. Why? Childhood is considered as the golden period, an age away from all the harsh realities of the world. However, children of this age are also the most vulnerable, and it is the duty of the parents and the society to take care of them, their needs and nurture them. As a guardian, it becomes our responsibility to protect them. Yet not a single day passes without a crime related to them. According to National Crime Record Bureau, the figure of missing children every year is 70,000. In 2010 and 2011, it was 77,000 and 90,000 respectively. While in 2012 and 2013, 65,000 children went missing. The total number of recovered children from January 2012 and April 2015 is 23,597. According to the Union Home Ministry as data, over 3.25 lakh children went missing between 2011 and 2014. As many as 55% of them are girls and 45% of them remain entrenched. My son was playing outside our house. I went inside for a few minutes to bring money, to pay a food vendor, and when returned, I found that both my child and the vendor Lakshmi were missing. My child had gone to a shop near our home. When he did not return, we went looking for him, reported to the police station, but the cops did not help. Dali? For Nadim, a poor carpenter from West Bengal, October 6, 2010 marked the end of a grueling search for his sister Roshni, who had been kidnapped by traffickers on July 17, 2010. UNODC, there are more victims and few survivors among them. There are hundreds of families whose child, sister, brother has disappeared and the rest live in the constant fear of the same. Nothing can be more devastating for a parent to keep enduring the pain of losing their child, waiting and still holding onto the hope. Missing children often end up in a variety of antisocial places and situations. Exploited as sex slaves, working as cheap forced labor in illegal factories or forced into the child porn industry, as child beggars in begging rackets, as victims of forced marriages, organ trade, and sometimes there could be runaways from home or simply lost. More girls go missing than boys and they often end up in brothels, where chances of escape are bleak. The number of missing children is on the rise with every passing year, and looking at its seriousness, earlier with the Track Child website, which has been proved to be a bit of a success since its launch in 2008, the government has come up with another web portal named Hoyapaya, a platform for citizens to report children cited as abducted or lost. This portal is a place where everyone can take part and upload information on their own. While ZipNet and Track Your Child allowed only the police to upload pictures and details of missing children after filing the FIR, Hoyapaya throws open the platform to the public. Anybody who wants to find information about a missing child or report about a missing child can register themselves on the website and upload details of the child or browse through the names and details that have been previously uploaded. The majority of the missing children are not even being acknowledged, let alone registered and investigated by the police and enforcement agencies, says BBA Bach Pembachiao and Lun, founder, child rights activist and Nobel laureate Kailash Satyarthi. ZipNet, Zonal Integrated Police Network, and Track Your Child are two internal online search portals that the police use. Many cases of missing children are not reported using INFER, the initial stage of a police investigation in India. Instead, when reported to a police station, the name of a child is often added to a general station diary GD of missing children, followed by an inquiry, but is not necessarily investigated further. If an unidentified child turns up at the same police station, the list is consulted to see if that child has been reported missing. The Supreme Court strongly condemned this practice in April, when the petition was submitted for a better reporting by Nobel laureate Kailash Satyarthi. Absence of effective supervision, lack of interest and resources, and a dedicated national strategy is all what we lack, even after government's continuous efforts. Those who survived have a tale full of horror and despair, and they are more susceptible without proper care. Right counseling should be given to the survivors so that they can open up and share their details of home and the difficulties they have faced to overcome the fear of living a life away from fear. These children in need should be provided one concerned, caring home, be it the government or from GOES. The society should be asked to have a vigilant eye on such children. The media can play an important role in increasing public awareness of missing children and the troubles of the thousands of unfortunate families whose children are listed as and traced as they can help in the faster reporting. While the efforts of the government in launching an initiative like Hoyapaya are laudable, it still raises the question of its effectiveness for the people on the ground, as the majority of such cases belong to the illiterate and the poor, where internet is far from reach and the site can be accessed only through GOES or the police, who have already been indifferent in most of the cases. That brings us back to the cardinal question: are we really progressing? How can we think of having a bright future when children are vulnerable to be chained under trafficking, for sexual abuse, child labor, child marriage, drugs, porn involvement, or begging on the streets? Think.